My dear devotees, I believe you understand the idea of this program. Let me just say it again. I think it is good if those who do service together, they spend time together, and you are all in some way or another serving. And this is a little, I think it's always important if those who do service, they don't talk only about the Venice Pasadam, how to wash the things, how to dry them, and these practical aspects, but to also spend time in Krishna Katha. This is quite important. I think Nikunja understands, no?
She understands better when she's closer.
Then come closer, Nikunja. So we have made a point to record these small meetings so that we extend the circle through the audio media to everyone who's interested. The first verse of the Dhammadharashtakam glorifies Yashoda Devi, and I will just read the translation. Please be attentive. Namamishwaram Sachidananda Dupa Lasat Kundalango Kole Brajamanam Yashoda Biolukalatavamanam Param Nishyam Adyanta Torudyagopya. I worship the Supreme Controller, whose form is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. Upon his sheikhs, makara-shaped earrings are swinging, and he shines most brilliantly in Gokula. Running away from the grinding mortar in great fear of Mother Yashoda, he was ultimately caught from behind. So this is a very beautiful image of Lord Krishna. It's often mentioned he has makara or dolphin shaped earrings. This makara is the carrier of the god of love. And this dolphins, they are found to swing back and forth and bathe the beautiful cheeks of Lord Krishna in a dancing light. And in this way, Lord Krishna proclaims his victory over millions and trillions of gods of love by his beauty and supreme attractiveness. Now, the glories of Mother Yashoda will be explained, because although the Lord is called here the Supreme Controller, his mother catches him from behind and in this way controls him. This of course plays the victory drum of love, of bhakti over everything else, even over the Supreme Lord. We know that when there is victory, there is in an army, the drums are resounded by the victorious side. So here in this Dhammadharashtakam, we hear a drum roll introducing us to the concept that in Braj, the Supreme Lord is carried or defeated by love. Now, exactly how he is defeated by Yashoda's love is explained in this work Sri Vraj Vilas Stava by Raghunathas Goswami. Putras neha barai sadas nutakucha dvandvati yachchala. I go directly to the translation. Please listen attentively. May Yashoda protect me. Yashoda, the queen of Braja, from her breasts an unbroken stream of milk trickles out of motherly love for her son. Yashoda, who tries to protect him with billions of life airs, when she sees even a mere sweat drop on his body. May Yashoda protect me, who's attached to Krishna so much that if she cannot see him even for a moment, she anxiously laments like a cow with a newly born calf, where the calf is absent, it is separated. So here you find some very nice glorifications of Mother Yashoda. First of all, there is an unbroken stream of milk. It is said when Krishna comes home from the meadows, his sweat mixes the decoration on his cheeks. You know, his nice decorations. One of them is the leaf decoration, I believe the pipa leaf. When he sweats, that smears over his face. But when he finally comes home, Mother Yashoda takes him on her lap, and the milk from her breasts flows so freely that even the smudged remnants from his decorations are washed away. It's so much love she has. She tries to protect him with billions of life airs. When she even sees a mere sweat drop on his body. What I know is when Mother Yashoda sees Krishna going alone in the forest, she makes all arrangements for his protection. She tells two coward boys to walk in front of him. They actually have bow and arrow. But Jiva Goswami explains because it's Braj, the arrows have a leather tip. They don't cut. But they have bows and arrows, the two in front. Then there's one on the left and one on the right. I believe his name is Varutapa. And then the Yashoda says, but Krishna is so restless, he might not just go forward. Suddenly something comes into his mind and he runs backward. So there must be also two people in the back. So this is how she makes him. She is so attached to him that if she cannot see him even for a moment, she anxiously laments like a cow who cannot see a newly born calf. There is a Shastric reference about this from the Krishna Bhavanamrita. Queen Yashoda spent the evening in great anxiety walking out of her house onto the courtyard and back. Do you know why Mother Yashoda always walks out of the house and then back? Where she goes out to see if Krishna finally returns. And when she does not see him returning, she thinks, maybe in my anxieties I have overlooked the fact that he's in the house. Do you know when you search for something very desperately, you go again and again to the same spots, no? So he might be in our home, and I might have overlooked it because of the feelings of love. So tchuk, 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 back and forth, back and forth. Then her face is dried up from different worries about her son's delay in returning home. When she suddenly sees her beloved boy, her eyes emit a Yamuna stream of tears and her breasts a Ganga stream of milk. So this is Prayag coming together. Yamuna is blackish and the Ganga is whitish. No? So her tears are blackish and the signs of her motherly affection, the milk from her own body is white. So therefore, Prayag. Deva Prayag. Yamuna and Ganga meet. This is how much Mother Yashoda loves Krishna. So nothing, my dear devotees, absolutely nothing can compare with Mother Yashoda's love. So therefore, there is a, Raghunath says, may Yashomati, is the name of Mother Yashoda, whose heart melts out of affection for her son, and who constantly bathes in her own breast milk and tears, who becomes very anxious when she sees perspiration on her son's body. Ah, he's working too hard. And who comforts him with millions of her life airs and bodies, who becomes agitated like a cow with a new calf when she does not see Govinda's face for even a moment, and who fearfully laments over him, may this Yashoda, whose heart melts out of affection and who has all these reactions of deep love, may Yashoda protect me with her blessings. The idea is that the devotee knows, I have no love in my heart, it is dry, but perhaps by praising Yashoda, thinking about Yashoda Ma, praying to her, I will get a drop of that love. Shri Yashoda Ma ki jai. Yashoda Nandan Krishna ki jai. Yashoda Nandan, that's the name of Krishna, the son. He likes to hear that name very much because it reminds him of the affection of Yashoda and his affection for her. Good. So I will request our Krishna Murari to also say something this time. I will hold the... Or you can hold it like this. Please turn it around. Yes, like this.
The greatest fortune of Mother Yashoda is highly sung in the different songs in Braj Bhasha as well. Especially during the time of Janamashtami and Nandutsav time, we get to hear them, we sing them so often. There is one of the very nice song which describes the limit of the words to describe the greatest fortune which Mother Yashoda has. It's, the song is sung by Sri Paramananda Das, and he sings, Yashoda tere bhag ki kahi na jaye. Oh Yashoda Maya, who can describe the greatest fortune which you have? Jo murat brahmadik duralava. The son which you have received or to whom you have given birth, he is unreachable even to the greatest demigods like Brahma. Je murat brahmadik durlab te pragate hai hai. You have given birth to him. Shiv narad suk sanakadik muni. The greatest personalities like Shiv, Narad, Shukadev, Milve karat upay. They try all the sadhan, bhajan, or all the different processes by which they can try to see or to meet that Supreme Person, that Krishna. Shiva Narada Sukh Sanakadik Muni Milve Karat Upay Te Nandlal Dhul Dhusar Vapu. And you are so fortunate that these great personalities cannot meet him, but you get to meet him even when he is filled with so much of dust. Te Nandlal Dhul Dhusar Vapu. He roams throughout in Braj and he is covered with so much of dust, and you get to embrace him and put him on your own personal lap. How fortunate you are. Te nand lal dhul dhusar vapu rat god lapatai, and ratan jatit paudhay palne. Many other devatas or the other people, they try to offer him something. But what you offer to Krishna, which pleases him the most, is a small palanquin. Yeah, which is of his own personal size. Ratan jatit paudhaye palne badan dekh muskaay. And you make Krishna to sleep in that, and you move it back and forth and back and forth, and you get to see the almost the full naked form of Krishna lying in that bed. Badan dekh muskaay jhulo lal jaun balihari paramanand jas gaay. And when Krishna is swinging back and forth, oh Maya, you are the most happiest person to see that form of Krishna. Mother Yashoda's love is so supreme that she cares for Krishna like even if two hairs fall down from the body of Krishna. Mother Yashoda calls all the gopis, they sit together and they try to pray to 10,000 demigods that what has happened to my son. Two hairs from his head has fallen down. Maybe he's lacking some nourishment. Or she's asking the elderly ladies in Braj, what should I do so that the hair should not fall from his body? Not only this, Vishwakor Chaiya Pratipalak Jo Characharako. Another poet is describing that Mother Yashoda is so fortunate that the creator of three worlds and the maintainer of living and non-living, Tahe Bhuko Jan Maya Achara Pe Bhave Hai. When that Supreme Person feels hungry, Mother Yashoda feeds that Krishna with her own breast milk. Jaki Bank Drishti Dekh Kaapen Shesh Mahesh. If Krishna becomes little angry with Anant Shesh and Mahesh, Lord Shiva, they start trembling. Taki drk badhave ku maya anjan lagave hai. And just to increase the size of his beautiful eyes, Mother Yashoda puts black mascara, black kajal on his eyes. Binahi vani ke vakta sarva vedan ko. Although he's very small, almost 2 years old, but he cannot speak much. But still, he is the speaker of all Vedas and Puranas. Taku baba 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 kehe maya bol wo sikhave hai. And Mother Yashoda teaches him how to speak by saying baba baba in maya maya. In Skand Purana and in Garga Samhita, it is written the first two words which Krishna was speaking, mama mama ta 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 ta. These words Mother Yashoda teaches Krishna how to speak. धन्य धन्य यशोदा धन्य धन्य नंद रानी भाग्य तिहारो जो जग को गोद खिलावे. ओ मदर यशोदा, यू आर सो फॉर्चुनेट दैट द वन हु होल्ड्स ऑल द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स इन हिज ओन लैप, दैट सुप्रीम पर्सन ताहे गोद तू खिलावे है, यू होल्ड दैट सुप्रीम पर्सन इन योर ओन लैप. सो मदर यशोदा ग्रेटेस्ट फॉर्चून can be sung on and on and on. But I specifically, you know, when you remember about the joy, then you should also remember about the sadness which Mother Yashoda feels when Krishna is about to leave from Braj to go to Mathura. That sad evening was the most heaviest thing for Mother Yashoda. It was so heavy that she didn't understand what she would speak with Krishna at that time. In the evening, everyone had decided that tomorrow morning Krishna and Balaram would go with Akrura. So in the evening, it is a usual practice that the mother lights a lamp in the house for some light. And Mother Yashoda had so much heaviness in her heart that Krishna, although was telling Mother Yashoda, "No, I'm not going for many days. I will come back, Mother Yashoda. Umayya, why do you care?" At that time, this wonderful picture of Mother Yashoda, that she is, you know, she's trying to light the matchstick. She lights it, and the matchstick lights up and then extinguishes. She again tries, and it extinguishes. It is not making the proper light, because what she feels in her heart is so heavy, that just because she's breathing so heavily, the matchstick catches fire and extinguishes. Because she has so much of emotions in her, which no one can really describe. And at last, when the whole packet of matchstick extinguishes, you know, Krishna again trying, "Maya, you know, maybe we will get a new matchstick for you." Mother Yashoda tells, "Oh Krishna, I can get thousands of matchsticks, but I cannot get a son like you. I can get thousands of matchsticks, but I don't have son like you. If you go away from me, I am like, you know, like a useless glass bottle which once had the most fragrant musk in it." The glass bottle which once contained the most fragrant musk, after the musk has been emptied out, the glass bottle has no use. It is just thrown away. So Mother Yashoda said, "You know, I am without you, Krishna, I don't have any existence. So please never ever leave me." So on the joyful side of Mother Yashoda, there was also so burdensome side which Mother Yashoda really, you know, felt so much of love, so much. Although they are never separated, Mother Yashoda, Krishna in Braj is always known as Yashoda Nandan and Nanda Nandan, because he is eternally there. But you know, Maharaj, just by singing the praises of the greatest fortune which Mother Yashoda has, a devotee gets to know about the ocean of love, the ocean of paternal love. That when Krishna was born in the family of Mother Yashoda, the gopis, the young gopis which were recently married, they all came to Mother Yashoda and they touched the feet of Mother Yashoda. "Nav kishori mudit hai chuvat Yashoda ju ke paaye." They are touching the feet of Mother Yashoda to take blessings from Mother Yashoda, that we can have some love like you have for your son, or we can be blessed by a good son as you are blessed. So by singing the praises of Mother Yashoda's greatest fortune, we get to take some blessings from Mother Yashoda, that she can bless us, that some drops of that paternal, that maternal love, of that ocean of love which she has, can be given also to us. Radhesha.
Thank you very much. This in fact is the purpose of Raghunathas Goswami writing this Braj Vilasstava, where he brings out the love of the various devotees, and the hope is, yes, that we do get a little drop of that. So Yashodamai, today was Yashodamai. And here we will rest our kata, and thank all of you for coming. Also thank you, Krishna Murari, for this wonderful contribution which you gave us. Really wonderful. You nourished our heart. I mean, this episode of Mother Yashoda trying to light the match and then breathing so heavily that, and then Krishna's suggestion what to do, and Mother Yashoda's response, wonderful. Hare Krishna, Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo.